So holy by day 116. Everyone's ready? Fine, so we say threat. In this segment, Chavetz Chaim offers an example of a person who you heard plotting to harm or embarrass someone. Certainly if the threat is serious, it must be reported. Right? It's a serious threat, must be reported. It's all good. It's a serious threat, must be reported. For there's this clear constructive purpose of warning the person. But if the person who spoke was just venting his anger with no intention of following through on his threat, then there's no constructive purpose. Right, guy's just threatening, he's just upset. He doesn't, some people get upset. You sit there threatening, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. You know, this guy's just talking, then it's not a problem. Good? To judge whether this constructive purpose in relating with Chilas, one needs to carefully examine the situation, use a generous dose of common sense. If you use a dose of common sense, if you don't have any, then get some, I don't know. So instead of here, then the Chavetz Chaim offers up criteria for assessing the seriousness of any threats we may hear. First is to know the person who's making the threat. Right? What's the person? Is he known to carry out such threats earlier? Right? Does he have the ability to do what he's trying to say? Right? You have to try to solve his case. This guy's saying to do this and do that. If he has done such crazy things in the past, does he have the ability also? That's another question. Does he have the ability to carry out his threats? When he says he's going to kill you, shoot you, if he doesn't have a gun, then you should know if he has the ability to do what he's doing. Chavetz Chaim cautions us, our first step should be to attempt to reprove the person who made the threat in a hope that this will convince him to react, to retract him. Right? If you could go straight to that person, it's the best thing. Go straight to the person and try to get him to retract it. But before you go to him, you must be very careful. You have to know what type of attacker am I approaching. If he's the type of attacker that if I go to him, he's going to assume that I'm on the other person's side, he's going to attack me also, then it would be best to remain silent. I mean, what happened to me? We had a guy saying he's going to shut down. We have Ruben screaming, I'm going to shut down Shimon's business, I'm going to put him out of business, and he's going to do this, he's going to do that. Right? He's going to say, Rechilus about him. Now, we have to see, does Ruben have the ability to do such a thing? Does he have the capabilities, or has he done such a thing in the past? And even if yes, you could speak Lashon Hara about him. However, if I could approach him first, then first approach him. Chazai said, you should be careful, because sometimes by approaching the attacker, you might lose because he might assume you're on the other side. You might also be someone on the attack. Get attacked. Basically, you need to use common sense to see what to do. Ask Hashem for help. Baruch Hashem. That was day 116. Baruch Hashem. Now, Baruch Hashem. Day 116. Now, we're going to be continuing. Baruch Hashem. Hashem's help. Start with Marcus. Yud Zayin of Beis 17b. It's good.
Did you start Chavetz Chaim in the same time you started the Makos? No.
We start Chavetz Chaim the same time as our Makos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The same time? So you know, 117 days of Makos? Okay.
Sheer. That's right. Sheer days.
That was
that Wednesday.
That 117 was the third parak.
No, 117 before the third.
Was it? Was it the very beginning of parak Rishon?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. 117 days with
Genesis. You did more because every Wednesday there's no Chavetz Chaim. Yeah, Baruch Hashem.
And they're all podcasted.
They're all podcasted. Sure. That's the main thing.
Almost 1,700 podcasts.
Baruch Hashem. Fine. Thank you for the podcast. Fine. Now on 17B, we're going back into Rav Shimon. Good, so what's the Gemara saying over here? Rechimas, hearing min adin, could you make a warning from din? Let's say Reb Shimon's Kal v'chomer were all correct. Let's say they were correct. According to his view, his mindset, from his angle, all his Kal v'chomer were perfect. That was a chomer, everything was beautiful. Gemara has a question, however, Rechimas, hearing min adin, could you warn from a din? Could you learn out a warning from a din, meaning from a kal v'chomer? A din is from your own judgment. What's a din? A din is a judgment. Right? What's a kal v'chomer? Kal v'chomer is when you made your own judgment. Right? So could you learn at Azhara from a din, meaning Kavachomer? Could you learn at Azhara, meaning you're learning out that you get Malchus from a din? What happened to Eliezer? Eliezer, good?
But I thought halakhically we couldn't do that through a Kavachomer homework because there would be errors.
That's the wise question. The wise thing, Chima Zirman, I didn't. Could you learn? And the wise saying, obviously you can't. The wise asking like a rhetorical question. Oh, that's the same fancy word. The wise has a rhetorical question. They're saying, Chima Zirman, I did. Are you able to learn from a did? Of course not. Ha'afilu l'manda amra. But even according to the manda amra, which we had earlier on daf, something that says, Oish imin adin. On daf, where was it? We had on daf hey, and also it was also on daf. Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. That's where Yaakov tells me. I hope he's right. It's on the podcast. He said he's Yud Dalet
Amud Aleph.
Saying even according to the Amud Amar holds ain't on Shemin Adin. You can't learn out of punishment from a Kavach Amar.
You said Rashi.
Rashi told. Yeah, fine. Afilu Amud Amar. Even according to Amud Amar, they said you could learn an Einish Shemin Adin. Ain't Mashirim Shemin Adin. You're for sure not allowed to learn a warning. We had a machlokes on daf, you dial it. If you're allowed to learn a einish from a kavach chomer, but everyone agreed you can't learn out a warning from a kavach chomer. Let's see Rashi. Four lines up in the narrow lines. The chiyumas here in minadin. The kamer that you said. Imla oichlochos lachayma. What he said? What did Reb Shimon say? Reb Shimon said if you're going to eat it outside the walls, kavach chomer and meister. I don't need that halacha, so I can learn out of kavach chomer from meister, correct? So therefore, you learned out a different halacha. So what's the Gemara saying? Rashi said we already learned it out from a kavach chomer. So what Rav Shimon wanted to say, you know, from a kavach chomer, v'chulu, etc. V'su, and furthermore, im lefnei zrika. Yeah, everybody has the Rashi over here. He said, if it's before Zrika, we said you have a Kavacharim from Karman Taida. But Dilma, maybe, Kulu, all the cases, Lachos Lachayma Asu. Maybe all the Psukim were teaching me, like the Pasuk sounds, you're not allowed to eat them in your gates, and you're not allowed to eat them outside Yerushalayim. Udika Amrit Kavacharim, and this that you told me, you know it already from a Kavacharim, all these halachas, you can't eat it outside Yerushalayim, and all these scenarios. Ain't mas hirim in adin. You can't learn out a warning from a kavach chomer, and therefore ain't kan in any. You don't have the next step that ain't no inyan. What does Shimon do? Says since I already know from a kavach chomer that you can't eat it outside the walls of Yerushalayim,
right. So
now I have a freebie in the pasuk. So I'll use it. I make it. Do it in inyan. I said if you can't do this, use it for a different halacha. But now that's all not true because the kavach chomer from the first place was invalid. You had no right to make that kavach chomer. So basically, the positive is kind of simply to tell you that you're not allowed to eat them outside the walls of your shrine. The ain kan, there is not over here. Im ena inyan, there's no over here. You can't do the limud of im ena inyan. That's not the school. The ain kan, inyan is like in quotes. The ain kan, there is not over im ena inyan. That limud of im ena inyan. That's what the limud is called. That's the limit of school.
If you can't write over here, then I was thought it was a good point. I thought it was saying you can't do it over here because you have the Eino Inyan. Because it was I thought Rashi was accounting for both understandings that you can do it according to Rav Yitzhak.
All right, okay, fine. Good. He's not. He's just saying
that he's doing it just specifically on that one.
There's no Eino Inyan. Good. So there's not here.
Okay, later he accounts for Rav Yitzhak. Fine.
Rav Yitzhak is good.
Yeah.
Ain't got Eino Inyan. Fine. Ba'afilu man, they said, even according to on the arm of their hold, you can learn punishments from din, you still can't learn out warnings, what do I say, ba'afilu man, the arm of chulu, etc. The Harab Yitzchak, behold, we have Rabbi Yitzchak, the Islahi, ba'achaisai, bas ava ubas imai, in the scenario where it was a sister of the daughter of your father, daughter of your mother, he learned over there, you do say, ain shimin adin.
Those are your half sister, half brother.
Right, what did we say over there? The Gemara said over there, if you can't marry your half sister from the father, half sister from your mother, for sure you can't marry both.
Full sister. You get
for half sure you can't do a full sister, that's what I meant. When it's both, when it's a full sister. Yeah, so one man the Amr said over there, one man the Amr over there said, that you can't learn out of Kavach Chomer because ain't no Shimon Adin. Right?
Didn't we ever cover this?
Yes.
That's what we're saying. Yeah, we did it.
We're
so we're saying, but see, it's good we know something. We learned something, so we understand this tomorrow. Right, Rev? Rabbeinu, what happened earlier? We said over there, but Rabbi Yitzchak didn't care. Rabbi Yitzchak said, you still are on Shimon HaDin. Rabbi Yitzchak said, it's Le'bachai Sabasav, on Shimon HaDin. In that case, he said, you could learn the Gabi Azhara, but by a warning, Ika Kray Yisera. But by a warning, he agreed, you need a new Pasuk. You can't learn out of Kal V'chomer for the warning. For the punishment itself, he said, you can learn out of a Kal V'chomer. Correct? That the punishment that we said, if someone marries a half sister from the mother, half sister from the father, for sure you can't marry both of them. For the punishment, he'll learn it out of a Kal V'chomer.
Right.
For the warning, he needed a special pasuk for a scenario where it's your sister for your father and for your mother. Which means, even though he holds that you could learn the punishment from a Kal V'chomer, right, so you won't need a new pasuk, but he but for V'gabi Azhara, Ika Kray Yisera. For the warning itself, he needed an extra pasuk. Ika there is Kray Yisera, an extra pasuk, because he needs an extra pasuk by a sister of the father and the mother, and you don't say learn it out of a Kal V'chomer from a half sister.
That's why they brought in a separate
pasuk. Yeah, good for that. So why are saying? Because according to everyone, how in the world does Reb Shimon make sense? How can Reb Shimon over here learn out of Kal V'chomer to give me the warning in all these cases? Which means that he learned out you get malchus if you eat these stuff outside the wall, all based on Kal V'chomer. And therefore, he had an extra freebie pasuk to learn him Eina Inyan. We say your step one is wrong. Your step one to learn out all these Kal V'chomer malchus from a Kal V'chomer, if you eat it outside the wall, is wrong. You couldn't. You need the pasuk to tell me simply that you can't eat them out of the way. You can't make a Kal V'chomer. So let's see the Gemara again. The chimas here adin, and could you make a warning? Learn out a warning from the Kal V'chomer. Ha'afilu l'man da'ar behold. Even according to man da'armer einchem and adin, hold you could make learn out punishments from a Kal V'chomer. It was Rabbi Yitzchak. He agrees. Ain mazhirim min adin. You can't learn out the warning from a Kal V'chomer. Reb Shimon just meant to give you a surim to tell you it's forbidden. He didn't mean to tell you that you're going to get malchus. Because you're right, you can't warn for malchus from a Kal V'chomer. That's all he's trying to do. Just a surim ba'amah. Let's see Rashi, surim ba'amah. The fourth line, surim ba'amah. Hi, the kamaisi. This that he brought, bakulu, in all the cases, azhara b'Kal V'chomer, a warning in a Kal V'chomer. Right? That you can't eat them outside the world of Yerushalayim. Le'isura ba'alma kamar. For Isra in the world, he was saying, just to tell you it's usra, it's forbidden. V'loy l'malkas, not to tell you you get malkas, because you don't get malkas, you can't learn out of azhara on malkas from a Kal V'chomer.
So what's an example of this, like these minor prohibitions then? I don't understand. I mean,
there are such things.
We have Lavi,
minor prohibitions.
That's what he's saying. This is Rabbi Shimon. This is Rabbi Shimon didn't mean it to be a law that has malchus tied to it. He meant it to be a minor prohibition, or
I thought it was minor. It's just
merely a prohibition.
It's not. There are many yisurim that don't have a law by it that you get it, that you just don't get malchus. There are a lot of things you could do.
Cars for this? You get
no nothing. Something.
So how can you get nothing?
There's such a thing.
If you get your mind, you get something.
Yeah.
Well, if you're not getting
it's not a lot that will get malchus. Not every Isser we do, not every time we go against the Torah do we get malchus. Only when the Torah says loy. If it says loy, we brought down a bunch of terminologies. It says, right, loy, al, pen. We had a Gemara that brought down a bunch of terminologies. When you bring those, then you get malchus.
We have two psukim. We have one pasuk as an onesh, and we had one that we're learning out from Kal V'chomer.
In which case?
These cases.
So really not. It sounded like this azhara, this was the warning.
It can't only be one. No? You can't do a Kal V'chomer from the pasuk of onesh.
This is only the warning.
This is the warning.
Is
so
the warning.
We already had a pasuk of onesh somewhere else.
Maybe.
So then you don't need the Kal V'chomers at all, because you already know that it's a minor prohibition. I'm using Hanan's terminology, but you already know it's not
in
a lot.
In this case,
because
like
the Torah is saying this.
I don't know if there was another lot. Could be in this case there was both together. It doesn't sound like, because this was
okay,
also the Malka.
Could be such a thing.
Could be also, I don't know, it works with Malkas also, if you need Azara and a what's called.
I thought we determined almost equivocally that we didn't need both. For Malkas. So you would assume that there's at least one other case.
That's a good question. Yaakov's asking, is this pasuk the azhara or is this the einish? Our pasuk, right? This pasuk is sucha. Is this the warning or is this the punishment? This, right, we said earlier, you always need a warning and a punishment to get malach. Mm-hmm. Right, so which one is this? Is this the warning or is this the punishment? For eating all these things outside of Yerushalayim.
What do?
With anybody. Whatever you
Rabbi
want.
Rabbi Shimon?
Rabbi Shimon, whatever you like. Let's say Rabbi Shimon. Fine, Rabbi Shimon.
It looks like it should be the ancient.
In general, what anybody? What's this pasuk? What are these psukim coming from?
It's Rabbi Shimon, then it's the hazra. It's not the.
Everyone holds.
There's no punishment.
Everyone holds.
No, if there would be a punishment, assuming
that. See that there's no punishment. There's a minor prohibition.
What's the Rabbi Shimon going to tell us? It's also the pasuk of hazra that there's a commandment to you on this issue. This would be the warning of all this thing. This is good.
So the punishment is going to be for the other positive more brings. Fine, we'll get to the next seven. If okay, so, why is not being
punished? But some we saw there's a loophole by Einshim and Adin.
Fine, but what's this positive?
One person.
That this one is Einshim and the next one is Azar.
Okay, so why is this one Einshim?
The next one, the Pesukim that come before. This is Pesuk Zion.
Yeah.
And we have Pesuk Bav and Pesuk Zion that are going to come.
Right, the Gemara is going to speak soon.
Yeah,
go ahead.
So those could be Azaras.
So those are the Azaris, then why do you need the Kavu Chomer to teach out that it's forbidden, but you don't need Malkos? Then you already have it.
Right,
that's the next thing the Gemara is going to tell us.
But that's not the Gemara's question.
No, the Gemara is a question we can ask on it now.
I mean, right now, is this the Azhar or is this the Einish right now? The Gemara is saying it is the Azhar. They're saying even if you're old, you can be Einish and Adin, you can't do Azhar and Adin. So it seems like right now, this is the warning. This is the positive of the warning. That's what it seems right.
For sure.
It's the warning, because that's what I'm saying.
That it's written somewhere else. Rabbi Shimon's story.
Fine. The Gemara is another
positive. So how can you say that it's just to show that it's an Isser Ba'alma? You already know from the other positive that it's an Isser Ba'alma.
I don't have all the pesukim in front of me.
What does it mean, Mr. Ba'alma, then? If we already have a
I don't know if there's another pasuk right now. I don't know about the other pasuk. It's true. I don't know where the other pasuk. Yeah, but he's asking if there's another pasuk in the Torah that teaches you get Malkus, so you get Malkus. Is there another pasuk involved in these? We'll really have to wait because the Gemara is going to bring in the pasuk. The Gemara is going to bring another. You'll ask after when you get there because there's another pasuk in the Gemara is going to bring, so you can deal with it. Now you just look in the air, there might be another pasuk. So we'll see soon. In the Makifis, so maybe it's going to go in. Go to the next level. Fine, so let's see the Gemara. So Gemara is any story about Amos, just the Isser. I want the Gemara's question. What's the problem? Baha Amarava, Amarava told said to us, Zor Sha'achamana Ola, Lefnei Zrik, which Rashi says it's a Yisrael. Yisrael, who ate from a carbon Ola, before Zrika, Chutz Lachama, outside the world of Yerushalayim. So this guy's in big trouble. Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, like Chomish, he gets five Malkus. In the case that he gets said you get five Yisurim, which means we'll see in Rashi, he did all the things that Reb Shimon said you did wrong, right. And we see he said you get Malkus. You're not just getting it.
Right. It doesn't say Reb Shimon says it.
Yes, he does. Chutz Lachami, like Reb Shimon. He says, of course he does.
Chutz Lachami, Reb Shimon, two Reb Shimon.
According to Reb Shimon. That's what it means.
He's saying this. According to Reb Shimon's reasoning, he gets Malkus. Look at the reputation next. Rabbi Shimon just comes back and says, no, this is just an Asurim.
He's saying Rava also meant that. Nachon, it's fine.
The problem is saying that according to Rabbi Shimon.
Rabbi's
putting words in Rabbi Shimon's mouth.
Is this a Brisa where Rabbi Shimon...
It's not a Brisa.
Rabbi's
not a
Brisa.
Is what a
Brisa? Is he quoting from a Brisa? I'm saying that...
That what? This line? No, it's Rava. It's Rabbi's
saying, according to Rabbi Shimon's reasoning, then he should get five miles. Yeah.
Right. So the Gemara is saying Rava...
It's very interesting because it doesn't like add much to it.
It does, because the Gemara right now thought it was a good question.
We know that already. According to Rabbi Shimon's reasoning, he's going to get five Malkus
of meat. No, first of all, it's not, because Rabbi makes the calculation. The Gemara a lot of times, like, we had by how many bugs you eat, and it's possible to get five Malkus. He's giving a scenario. He's saying, right. he's giving a scenario.
He's saying, according to Rabbi Shimon's reasoning, this guy should get five Malkus.
Yeah, you could have a scenario where you end up getting five Malkus. The Gemara right now holds that it means five Malkus mamish. Good, so it's a good question in the terminology.
Rabbi's old.
The Gemara understands these from Rabbi's terminology, the way that we understand Rabbi Shimon. The Rav Shimon meant it's mamish malchus. So the Gemara first tries to get out of it easily.
Are they talking about one after the other?
One after the other, not necessarily. Depends what you can handle. You can handle one. Yeah, depends how strong.
They don't get it.
No, it's five separate ones. You could tell them get one, wait a month, and get another one.
Oh, yeah?
You get five, why not? You could wait. Doesn't matter. You could tell them go to the doctor, get one.
No, but you know from didn't
get 39. This guy's owed five types.
What happens if he didn't get 39?
No, so it means you're supposed to get a set as many words.
Continue the next day?
No, that's...
How much they can give him
one day. Yeah, the guy with the back to the, but then a week later, you come back for another set. He's going to get five sets. He's going to get every Sunday. Run away. I'm sorry. This my, I raised the Omakas. We have this Makas, that guy's. Omakas appointment. The jury duty over there. Makas duty. Imagine what he's. Fuck. Hanani guy will get. He has to get Makas. He's considered here or not here?
Huh?
The guy can't come because he wants. He also wants to have a guy's high in Makas. He couldn't come one day. You mark him here or absent?
Every year, Makas.
Depends on if you survive.
Fine. That's good, because I don't. So what's the Gemara say? Rabbi Zosha, he said you get five Malkus. So we see we are giving actual Malkus. So we're back to the Gemara's question, but you can't warn from a din. The Gemara answers, Chamishi Yisur and Hava. Here also, Rabbi doesn't mean you get actual Malkus. He means you're going to get five.
Rabbi Shimon doesn't mean.
Rabbi, when he's explaining. When Rabbi is explaining Rabbi Shimon, he didn't mean that you should get. Rabbi didn't Rabbi's mean.
Asking
you
asking Rabbi
Shimon. Here's an answer.
Our Gemara asked from Rabbi. Again. Where Argumar wanted to say, Argumar Esther of Shimon. Ein Masir Minadin.
Right.
So we answered, it's just the Esther. In Rav Shimon, Argumar answered, this Amir is answering, it's just, he doesn't really mean Malkus, he means the Esther. In fact, what do you mean? But Rava told us that Azar, a Yisrael who eats from Ayla, before Zrika outside the wall, according to Rav Shimon, gets five Malkus, which means Rava understood Rav Shimon that you do get five Malkus. So we see the way Rav understood Rav Shimon is you are actually getting Malkus. So that's a question on you, Amar was answering you, just the Isser. Amar says, no, Rav also meant Hamisha Isurin Havar. Rav also meant that it's just going to be five Isurim. He didn't really mean it's going to be Malkus. So all Amar Rav agree, everyone agrees that Rav Shimon just means a Isser. It's good? But let's see Rashi, the fourth line of Rashi, Isur. So we saw Isur Ba'amah. Let's see. Fifth line in Rashi. Zar sha'acham na ayla. Zar sha'acham na ayla. Zar who eats from ayla. So, dafka zar kamar. Rashi thinks specifically we're saying a zar meaning a stranger to the kahuna, a Yisrael or a Levi. Right? A zar had to eat from the ayla. Now Rashi says, how do I know this? Afal gav, even though the kayan, that a kayan lagabe ayla regarding a carbon ayla, a zar who is considered a stranger. So maybe. When we say stranger to a carbon oila, we mean even a kohen. Rashi said, how do I know that when we say zar here, it means Yisrael? Rashi wants to know. Rashi said, ahach, over here is zar dafka. Specifically, a zar karmer we're speaking about.
So we're not talking about in the listing of five that a kohen would be one of them. We're only talking about in the list of five, Yisur, meaning Malka, we're only talking about a zar dafka.
If it was a kohen here before.
Then he would get four only.
You wouldn't be getting on the
right.
Fact that a zar is eating.
Four. Right. Rashi is explaining, how do I know when the Gemara says zar, it means a Yisrael and not a coin.
Right.
So Rashi, because it will be talking about a coin, he would only get four.
Also, we'll see, because he learns from four.
The Ikoin, Batzerle, he subtracts, he has less Chad Lav, one less Lav. So we're going to go through all the Rashi, he's going to bring down all the five Lavin. If it's a coin, he wouldn't get one of them. So it must be referring to here, we're talking about a Yisrael. The HaChamish, the Ka'amar. This five that we're saying, Chad Mishum Chutz Lachayim. One Malkus, one Isser, which we're going to say eventually, one Malkus, is going to be kufi because of Mishum Chutz Lachayma, because you ate it outside the wall. The Asi, that it comes with Kavach Harmer, and be Meister from a Kavach Harmer, Meister. We learned from a Kavach Harmer from Meister that if you eat also Ayla outside the wall, you get an Isser, the Chad, and one Isser Mishum Lefnei Zrika, because you ate it before Zrika. And how do we know you get Malkus? The Asim Kalacharma, because we could have learned to add a Kalacharma, me Tide of a Shlomim, right? And you could have learned to add a Kalacharma from Tide and Shlomim. So therefore, the Pasuk to teach me you get Malkus for eating something before Zrika. The Chad Mishum Zar Gomor. And the third Isser is going to be because you are a total stranger, you Yisrael. Afilu Akar Zrika, even if you eat it after Zrika, the Asim came me Kalacharma, me Bechar from a Kalacharma from Bechar. And that was even if you ate it after Zrika. So Rashi throws in, but Kol Shekhet, all the more so in our scenario, where Lefnei Zrika, for sure you get this lav. Right? Our lav, right? We see what Rashi's saying. Our lav is even after Zrika. But Kol Shekhet, for sure, in our scenario, which before Zrika, you'll for sure get this lav. It's even worse. So that was three. What's the fourth one? V'chad Mishom One is because of oichal chuslaklam, eating outside the curtains, outside the azara. The asi b'kal, right? The asi b'kal v'chaymer. We learned it from a kal v'chaymer. Mechatas for asha. The fifth one mishum. The fifth one is because mishum oichal oila that you ate oila. That issue was really even going on a kain with seiraklan. Even a kain who eats it within the curtain, he would get Isser Malkus for eating a carbon oil.
Right.
So that was the Gemara's case. So Rashi's throwing in the Koshkin, all the more so, for sure, a Zar who's eating it, a stranger who's eating a Chutz Laklaim outside it and Chutz Laklaima, for sure he's going to get this Isser. What we see, like a Chumash, you're going to get five, and Rashi must be speaking about a
Zar
Gomer, Rashi says, because if not, he wouldn't get the fourth Isser, right, that we said. From Bechar. Right? We didn't get that fourth Isser. That whole fourth Isser was only going on the third Isser, which we said, right? Eating the Kachim that the coin wouldn't get. He's allowed to eat Kachim.
He's calling it Zar Gomor as opposed to a Zar who would be eating Ola if he
Correct.
Was Cohen.
Correct.
I explained it to
exactly.
Abram. I explained it to Abram and Fred that a lot of times when it says Zar, something that's dynamic,
right? Correct.
It means zar to
this.
Something.
Right.
Levels of zarness.
Right.
Zar is to
right.
Levels of condition.
Correct. Right. Exactly. Zar just means you're a stranger. It could be different levels of stranger. Yeah. Right. Meaning a guy is a.
Like
is
everyone's a zar to Ola. Like you see here.
Right.
Chon. Called a zar.
Right.
Right. Everyone's a zar. Very good.
What's the difference with a zar? Someone who's had curry or something like that. He can't have a kodesh.
That's tummy. That's tuma.
Right.
That's also a Mishnah. That's a different topic. Tummy of was a kodesh.
Azar
is not a tummy.
It's a tuma.
No, but it's a Kohen who's a Zav.
A Zav is different than Zar. A Zav is a tuma. A Zar is a stranger. Two different words we're mixing up.
A ratio.
Okay. So that's what the Gemara is saying. What's the Gemara saying? We're saying that Rav Shimon never meant that you should get this. Rav Shimon never meant you should get. Rav Shimon never meant you should get Malkos because you can't learn Malkos. You can't learn a warning from a Kal v'Chomer. Rav Shimon only meant that you should get a Isser. We're just telling you there's a prohibition involved. However, the Gemara is not satisfied with this answer because Baha'anan. It's not what we learned in our Mishnah. Eloi not liking. Question: we learned in our Mishnah Eluin Alaykin, which means the Mishnah really started on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and then continued on to Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, which is all a continuation of Eluin Alaykin. We said you do get Malkus for eating Bikurim, or someone who eats Kachim outside the curtains if you eat it in the wrong place. So it seems like we do hold Rav Shimon's Kavachomer, and you do get Malkus from the Kavachomer. It's not just telling you an Isser. We said in our Mishnah you actually get Malkus for it. Right, and that was the whole reason why our Gemara brought Rav Shimon from the first place. How did Gemara, what happened in our Gemara? We said you get Malkus for eating Bikurim. Good? Well, I want to know the source. The source was Rav Shimon, right? And then we brought the whole price for Rav Shimon. Correct?
Right.
Now what's the Gemara saying? Rav Shimon doesn't really mean you get Malkus. It makes no sense, the Gemara is asking.
Right, so we just fell off of Rav Shimon.
What we didn't fall off. The Gemara is asking on Rav Shimon, we didn't fall off. The Gemara is saying, how do you start off? You have a Mishnah that says...
We're
going to need to give him a new pshat for Rav Shimon. We'll explain to him when it falls for our bad pshat on Rav Shimon. Which means, how do I go on to start? The Mishnah says you get Malkus if you eat Bikurim. A Kohen lets you eat Bikurim before the time, before they read. How do you know this, the Gemara says? We have a Brisa, so we have Rav Shimon, and we brought the whole long Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon seems to be telling me that's the source. You get Malkus, right? Now our Gemara is saying, our Gemara has a question. Rav Shimon, how can you do that? You can't learn a warning from a Kal v'Chomer. Somebody says, don't worry, it's not to give you Malkus. I say, you make no sense. Your whole thing in bringing Rav Shimon is to explain the Mishnah why you do get Malkus. And now you're telling me you don't get Malkus, it makes no sense. Somebody is asking you, you make no sense. Is that true? Somebody is saying, Va'anata Eloi, look, our whole Mishnah is, we're not, our Mishnah wasn't just telling you, you get an Isser for eating Bikurim without reading it. We're telling you, you get Malkus, you brought Rav Shimon.
We're talking about the Shimon brought in that pasuk, his pasuk that he brought in about the prohibition.
The Kurim, and that was right. To teach you how you get Malkus. That's right. What Gemara said. Now, how can you tell me that Rav Shimon is just telling me that you get Isurim? Agmar said, Rav Shimon doesn't really mean you get malchus, but you just brought it to teach me you get malchus. You make no sense. But and you're teaching, and our Mishnah says you get malchus.
Right.
So then, how do you, so what's the positive you get malchus? So, so
let's back to square one.
So fine, so find a new source. Yeah, basically go back to square one. What's your source? You should get malchus. Basically, if you tell me Rav Shimon is not a good source for malchus, because according to Rav Shimon is just Isser, so then how do you know you get malchus?
Right.
So basically, back to square one. No, back to the beginning of the war. Start over again for the daf. Design of it all. Talk about how do you know you get Bikurim gets malchus. We learned our mission. Let's see the bottom. Rashi, but not today. We not like the Ketani. We took and we taught, which was on Yizayin with Alf in our Mishnah. Bikurim, someone Bikurim, but Eichel Kachi Kachim, Chutz Laklim. They get they're in the list of getting Malkus. Someone who eats the Bikurim, right, with, and or someone who ate Kachi Kachim outside the Klim, right? Bikurim before you read Kachi Kachim outside the Klim. Then you get that we said of a deer that you get Malkus. So Rashi says, really, you didn't understand Rav Shimon correctly. Really, Rav Shimon has a different source to know this halacha.
We're staying with Rav Shimon.
We're staying with Rav Shimon.
We're not following Rav Shimon.
Yeah, because the Mar originally said, how do you know? We said, who's the Tana back that explains this Mishnah? We said, Tana, Mr. Rav Shimon.
Right.
We said, we brought the source from Mr. Makal Bachar. We said, you can't do that.
Right.
Amos Yerman Adin.
Right.
We said, Rav Shimon is a different source.
So still prove out that he is the Tana of the Mishnah.
Yeah, correct.
Well, said Rav Shimon.
In a way, yeah.
Rav Shimon's in
the fine, Rav Shimon came from, was Rav Shimon also. Right. Basically, it's still true. We have Rav Shimon is the one we have the source for. Rav Akiva was the one we didn't have the source. We had to tell you also it's Rav Akiva.
Right.
But still Rav Shimon. We said Rav Shimon is going to be the one, whatever, our Mishnah is going along the lines. Nachon is going along the lines of, our Mishnah going along the lines of Rav Shimon.
Okay.
So where is Rav Shimon come from? Ela Kray Yisteiru. This whole pasuk that he was darshaning and sounds also like all kavachimers, the whole thing, the whole pasuk's extra. The reason why he's making drushes out of that pasuk wasn't because based, it wasn't extra because I had a kavachimer based on the thing you said in this pasuk. It was not extra. The whole pasuk was superfluous, and that's how he has room to make all his drushes, not because of his all his kavachimers. Meaning, in our Gemara, we learned how to Rav Shimon make all the drushes.
Right,
first, he had to tell me he didn't need the pasuk because we learned all these halachas out of kavachimers. And now it's an open pasuk, so he made all these drushes. Saying, no, that's not why. The reason why that pasuk is extra has nothing to do with your kavachimers. It's not. The whole pasuk is superfluous. We have another pasuk telling me everything. Got that? Your whole pasuk is extra.
I understand. So the whole pasuk was used for what? To teach you the minor prohibitions?
And the Gemara is going to end up saying it's not so minor. It's going to come out major. And it's going to come out to tell you that you're going to get malchus.
Look, we just did a bunch of rushes and a half adopting Gomorrah to tell us that it's not being used. I understand that. But there's got to be some purpose for it.
There is. We can say now there is a purpose.
Well, we see Rav Shimon used it.
We're but saying now there is
the
a
purpose. It's not the one that we're going to learn the Yishun from. Now where we're holding.
But it, can we, we can,
we're only presenting it as an extra pasuk because perhaps we learned the Lavin, which get malchus from the other Sukkim.
Well, I can't say the other way. I thought Rashi said that this whole pasuk is extra, so therefore we use this extra pasuk
to do what?
To learn out all the lavin.
To learn the lavin to get malchus on?
Yeah. No, how do you learn?
So you mean all
the lavin?
You can learn the whole question is on this pasuk.
Only because you're making kavachomers.
And try to learn kavachomers from it.
Fine,
so
good.
So perhaps the other pasuk is the one that we're going to learn from the malchus.
Yes.
And these were just, this was just a surah of Alma. This pasuk was just for Rabbi Shimon to learn Yisurim Ba'alma. It's the next pasuk that we're going to learn Yisurim Lemalchus. That's how I said.
Makes sense.
That's the whole point, because the question's going on using the pasuk.
Yeah, but Rabbi said it was stopped. So you just said you can't use the second one. We're saying the second one is superfluous because you already have the pasuk before. Therefore, we'll learn all the drushes out of just out of this pasuk. We'll teach you Mamish Malchus, not just minor Yisurim. We'll teach you major Yisurim. Maybe. We'll see. Let's see. We'll see Rashi and Gemara. There's a lot of. Let's see. So again, the Gemara says, you taught Rav Shimon. Where did he come with this whole limud from? Because he can make all the kavachimers. So he had a lot of extra words. So he did him ain't an Indian. So he had a lot of extra words to make a drasha. Gemara said, you can't do that. Gemara said, you can't do that. Right? Nachon Rav Fred, you can't do that. So what must be the case? It's not because he didn't have all these extra psukim because he knew everything because of kavachimers. He knew all these halachas already because he had a pasuk before that. Two psukim before that in the Chumash taught him all these things. So this whole puzzle was superfluous, and that's how we learned that all these lab. So let's see, Gemara. El Kray Yisneiru. The whole puzzle is extra.
So, Kimna, that's still extra today?
The Gemara doesn't really mean it's extra. The Gemara doesn't really mean it's extra.
It means that we can play around with them and learn nothing.
They could, not us.
Learn anything, other things from it.
It's obviously not extra because we saw Rav Shimon put it to use.
No,
but in our situation, we call it extra.
Right.
To the fact that you don't need this pasuk to learn the lavan to get mafis, because we see there were previous pasukim that taught us that.
Uh-huh. So we don't really mean extra. We mean in our context, the Gemara doesn't say it's an extra pasuk, meaning.
When you say extra pasuk, it means we can utilize it for something.
Right, we could dash it. Good.
So we have to keep today that hasn't been.
No, we don't. No, we don't, because we don't know how to make drushes. We're not in their level. We don't. unless you could, not me. I'm saying you have to be able to do chesed meister.
Someone must have figured out.
Yeah, most people already have drushes. If not, then it's why they don't make drushes on them. Unless you can do chesed meister, they can make drushes. You know how to bring people back to life. Now, everybody who was born in the Gemara had the power to be the chayim meister. You know that they can bring someone back to life. He's already a heap of bones. Right, I told you the story from the Gemara, right? The Gemara in Megillah, right? There was one time, he killed his friend during the Purim Suda, right? And then, I forgot who exactly it was, and then he felt bad. He didn't really mean to kill him, so he just brought him back to life.
Right.
He's ready.
He looked like a zombie for the rest of his life.
Then he invited him again to another
Purim. Right, he invited him the next year, he's not coming.
That's
so, yeah. Because then you can't rely on the niece. He's like, big deal, he's like, I'll do it again. So you can't rely on the niece. So. If you could do Chesed Meis, you could also make drushes. So when you can do Chesed Meis, tell us. Because then you can make drushes. So let's see the Gemara. We'll start the Gemara. We'll go over tomorrow. Let's start the Gemara. Ella Kray Yisera. It's an extra pasuk. Mifti. Let's see. Ksiv, it already says in the Pesukim, which is really, where does this pasuk appear in the Chumash? It appears in Varam Yud Beis Vav. Now, our earlier pasuk that we brought previously was in the Varam Yud Beis Yud Zayin, which is 9 Pesukim later. Or this is Yud.
Yes, later.
Yud Beis Vav. Yeah, it says 9 psukim later. So you already have the first pasuk, right? If you have a fancy Gemara, or if you don't have a fancy way, go to your friend's fancy Gemara. It says, Vavesim Shama. What does the pasuk say? Vavesim Shama. You shall bring over there, Alasechem, your carbon oil, Vizibchechem, your carbonus, the Esmatrechem, your meister, the Shumas Yedchem, the Chum of your hand, Vinidrechem, your nether, Nidvasechem, your nedavo, Vachoris, Bekarchem, Vizachem.
So this is the same stuff.
Basically the same thing. So this pasuk already tells me you have to bring it to Yerushalayim and service it and eat in Yerushalayim already. So already have pasuk vav that taught this to me. So what do I need the whole pasuk yud zayin for? Must be to make the drasha. Say, no, I'm learning. Maybe I'll be wrong. Yes, if you said I'm wrong, but so the whole pasuk yud zayin is extra to teach me an extra law that you get malchus. See, let's see how Rashi says. Mean the extra pasuk.
The extra pasuk yud zayin.
The yud zayin
is coming to teach me.
That you get Malkus. What do you say? All those cases, yeah, in all those cases. On all the cases which we dash in that, Bikurim, in all our cases.
Wait, so that means that the first pasuk
is the warning?
Is the second warning? I'm not sure. So first, it's just telling you the halacha. You could say maybe it's the word. You could say it like that, maybe. Maybe, fine,
yeah.
Let's say Yaakov asked me before, which is the warning. Let's say, for example, I don't know for sure. Let's say Yaakov asked me before, what's the warning, what's the thing? I don't know for sure. Let's assume now, just to say, the first one will be the warning. And the second, Pasuk Yud Zayin, which repeated everything over. No, it's different over here. It's complicated over here. Because over here, everything was based off of Ena Inyan. It's different over here.
Can a warning be stated in a positive form? Because there's no negative. You're
doing sometimes warning. It could, yeah. Yeah, sometimes it could. A warning, because it's telling you have to do this and this and this, which means do this. And sometimes the Torah already told you to do it. And now we tell you, if you don't, you get malchus. It could. The warning doesn't have to be, the malchus is the law. The warning doesn't have to be a law. It could be stated, do this. That's what it's been telling you. That's, make sure you do it, like your warning. And then afterwards, you do it. And afterwards, it's going to be your malchus. But over here, it's true, because Rish Lakish. Fun. What do you see tomorrow? It's a little bit more complicated. Let's check tomorrow. You have work to do. Understand how this works. See you tomorrow, Mr. Chairman. What's tomorrow? Tuesday, Mr. Chairman.